East Coast Radio Newswatch. News, traffic, weather.
Let's start in Gauteng. Police have confirmed another breakthrough in their investigation into the Attridgeville mass shooting that left 12 people dead and 13 injured. The attackers opened fire at a tavern in the Saulsville area in Pretoria early this month. Police say during a joint operation involving Gauteng and Limpopo officials last week, they arrested one of the three persons of interest in Polokwane. National spokesperson Athlenda Mate says a firearm and several rounds of ammunition were seized during his arrest. She says ballistic tests have now confirmed that the firearm is linked to the Attridgeville crime scene.
The suspect will appear in Polokwane, where he was arrested last week on a charge of unlawful possession of firearm and ammunition. And on Wednesday, the 31st of December, the same suspect will appear again before the Attridgeville Magistrate Court on 12 counts of murder and 13 counts of attempted murder. Please note that the suspect cannot be named for now, pending the finalization of an identity parade. A manhunt is still underway for the two suspects who are still on the run.
Meanwhile, five suspects linked to the Bakersdal Tavern shooting will appear in the Westonaria Magistrate Court today. 10 people were killed while another 10 were injured a week ago. The suspects are facing a string of charges, including murder and the possession of illegal firearms. The remaining six suspects are yet to be charged. Staying in Gauteng, Johannesburg Mayor Dada Morero says the double-story house that collapsed in Soweto over the weekend was illegally built. Three people, including a one-year-old child, died on Sunday when the building in Doornkop gave way. Public Works Minister Dean McPherson has launched an investigation into the structural collapse. Morero says they'll soon announce plans to relocate affected residents to a better place.
This area, we have moved people previously to Tepiso, but people came back and reoccupied the area illegally. We are also faced with a high volume of undocumented and illegal foreigners that have also settled in this area.
And a mental health expert is warning that the pressure to make and keep New Year's resolutions can take a toll on a person's mental well-being. Oletu Gwaza, a counsellor at the South African Depression and Anxiety Group, says the expectation to start afresh in January often creates unrealistic goals that are difficult to sustain.
We create these really big plans and these really big goals that are sometimes unattainable, and that can cause a lot of stress. We start to compare ourselves with others. We start to feel that we're not doing enough, and this can lead to a lot of self-criticism and issues with self-esteem.
She says while setting goals can give direction, it's important to know when to pause and reassess.
Take everything slowly. Just because it is the beginning of a new year does not mean that things need to move at a fast pace. You can take it one step at a time and to set those realistic expectations. We encourage, again, talking about how you're feeling and prioritizing rest and self-care.
The top story this hour, police have confirmed another breakthrough in their investigation into the Attridgeville mass shooting that left 12 people dead and 13 wounded. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.